Welcome to the Pain to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed, and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships, and feminism. I'm Lisa DeYoung. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator, and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery, and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 29 of From Pain to Power. It's good to be here, and I am recording this on a Monday, the day that this podcast was due to go out, but I have had quite a busy time and I thought I would come on and talk about that a little bit. And today we're going to be doing a grounding exercise, because it's something that I need, and I think it would be lovely to share that with you all as well. And before we do that, I just wanted to do a little cycle check-in as well with you, and to invite you to do one with me, with yourself, while you listen to me. So I'm on day 5 of my cycle, so that means that I am at the very end of my period. It's finished. And that means that I'm in now in my inner spring. So if you'd like to understand a bit more about what the inner spring means and how that can look for you in your menstrual cycle, you can go to episode 7, the inner spring of the menstrual cycle, or the pre-ovulation phase. And that's the phase in between menstruation and ovulation. And we talk about in that episode what the hormones are doing and why that matters and what kind of difficulties we can encounter in the inner spring of our cycle. And I will share with you from my cycle tracking journal and my diary that I've had a really busy time over the last while with my business and personal stuff going on. And it's all been really great and everything. And I've had the launch of my professional training, which started this weekend. And then I was at an event yesterday with my partner, Richard. And I am just in this place today. It's Monday. Tomorrow I'm going away. I'm going to Cork tomorrow for the final sort of year of my somatic experiencing trauma training. So I've got a lot going on, and I'm really conscious that I'm in my inner spring and that I'm feeling quite tired and I'm a little bit behind on things. And if I were to really push myself today, and if I were to let perfectionism take over and you know, sort of needing to control everything and have everything orderly and perfect, what would happen to me, and I'm speaking from my own lived experience, is that I would very, very quickly go into burnout. And so I'm really kind of feeling this in my body, this very thin energy of, you know, this kind of thin line, let's just say, it's like a thin line between exhaustion and just feeling like delicate and tender. So I'd rather stay in on the tender, delicate side and hold myself there. And I'm just being really mindful to not push myself over into this burnout place, which is a thin line that I navigate and that I negotiate in my inner spring every month. The inner spring of my menstrual cycle is always for me a negotiation. And I just want to be really careful with that. So at the moment, what that looks like in my life at the moment is that I've had a busy weekend. I've had to be really clear on my priorities over the last few weeks. So my priorities have been the launch of my program, because when I'm teaching and when I'm launching a program, for me as a facilitator, it's important that we get off to a solid start, and that helps to build momentum when we're doing coaching work. And I did actually had a whole conversation with my supervisor about this, because I was feeling overwhelmed with kind of other things I had to do and other things that were on the to-do list, including that my home, my apartment is in a lot of disorder and I haven't really fully switched around my summer clothes to my sort of autumn/winter wardrobe, if you will. And I just feel like things are kind of a bit messy and I'm not great with mess. So I'm trying to practice that. I'm trying to get better at being with mess in a realistic kind of way. Obviously, being organized and all that is important for the way that I live and the way that I run my work. But ultimately, the most important thing is my role as a facilitator. It's not really to have my kitchen perfect every day or to have my wardrobe perfect every day. So that's kind of where I'm at in myself, is can I allow myself to be in imperfection and in a bit of mess? And I've got a lot of requests come through as well from some clients and some things that are on my mind and people I need to reply to. And I'm just sort of thinking to myself, yeah, like it's fine. You know, a lot of people are asking things of me right now and I have things to do on my list. But if I don't get them all done today, it's fine. You know, I am not that powerful that I hold this amount of responsibility for people and things in my work. So I'm just kind of sharing that with you today, in that it's just the reality. And it's okay. It's okay to get to these places of feeling tired and a bit all over the place and not an ideal start to the week. But what I do know is that I'm very conscious of where I am in my menstrual cycle, and I am just going to navigate this day and the things that I have to do today prior to heading off to Cork tomorrow, kind of tenderly, and to just see if I can move a bit slowly through the day and take a few shortcuts where I can, and see if I, you know, ask myself, what can I keep simple? What can I take off the to-do list? Where can I get help, etc. And so that's just kind of where I'm at today. And with that said, I'm going to keep this episode short. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but I'm going to encourage you to consider where you are in your cycle and how that's showing up for you today, where you are in the season of the year as well. How are you experiencing, if you're in the autumn, how are you experiencing that? And or if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, I know I have some listeners down under as well. How's it going for you in the spring? And how can you make things simple? How can you prioritize for yourself? How can you take some shortcuts? And how can you be easy on yourself when it comes to things like perfectionism and needing things to be in a certain way? At least that's what I'm inspired to share with you today. So with that said, and with this, I'm also aware that I'm going down to Cork in the south of Ireland for a week-long training. It's a three-year program in somatic experiencing, the work of Peter Levine, and I'm in the second half of my second year, so I'll be soon heading into the third year. And it is a full week in a quite a large group of studying trauma therapy. And so I'm very conscious that that's a deep space we're going to be stepping into again. We're always working through our own stuff there in that place. We're also in a group. I'll be away from home, et cetera, et cetera. And I am, you know, conscious of the topic as well. And so with that in mind, I wanted to share with you something that I have learned from the practice of somatic experiencing. And this is something that I bring into my groups and into some of my one-to-one work as well, depending on what I'm working with with a client. Is this idea of grounding. And I know a lot of you are familiar with that word, and you've used that word in the title of this podcast, a grounding exercise for anywhere, anytime. But really what it is, it's a nervous system regulation exercise. And what that means is it's really coming into the body, feeling the physical sensations of the body and coming into the here and now. And I'm going to be talking about this again more and more detail. I talk a lot about this in my courses and in my professional training in particular, is the nervous system and what's happening in the nervous system and how trauma impacts the nervous system. And what often happens is if we either have trauma or if we're living in a society where there is a lot of systemic trauma, which is what I see in my work, is that we are very often in the fight or flight, this kind of anxious energy, or we can be in a freeze response a lot of the time. And what the impact that, one of the impacts that can leave on the body and on the person, on the individual, is that we are bracing a lot. We're kind of living in a lot of unconscious fear, which is there for good reasons. It's there as a protective response. And it can mean that we're not really fully present as much as is possible for humans, to be present in the present moment. And one of the big pieces around that is, so as humans, we have senses, we have, the five or maybe six, we have generally five senses, but I know a lot of you here have six senses listening to me. But let's just stick with the five for now. And so one of them is sight. And then we have, we're going to be working with sight, with touch, and with audio. So with our hearing. So when we are in a physical space, which we always are, we live in our bodies, we have a physical somatic self, which is our physical body, our flesh and our nervous system. And then we find ourselves here in space and time. So we find ourselves in, you know, the time of day, the time of the year, the day of the week. We have this sense of time and we have an orientation around us. So we have the things we see in front of us. So right now I'm looking at a wall and I'm looking at my computer screen and there's a mirror in front of me as well to my side. And then there's a bookshelf to my left and a window to my other to my other side, my right. And then there's the door behind me and my seat. So we have this kind of 360 orientation around our physical body. So that's happening. And I know this sounds really obvious, but these are important things to bring to mind, is that we are taking up space in our physical environment. And there we have an orientation around us. And then we have this time as well. So we're going to be working with the physical space today, and you can do this exercise anywhere, anytime. And this is called orienting. And it's, again, like I said, it's coming from the practice of somatic experiencing, which is a huge part of my work. And I adore this work. It's very, very powerful. It's also very gentle. And so the invitation is to move really slowly at your own pace. And you might just listen to what this exercise is and how to do it. And then you can kind of apply it to yourself, or you can listen back over to it. And I might actually, if I have some time, I'll pop up another recording onto my website. Actually, I think there might be an exercise. I have a free course called Nervous System Regulation for Chronic Pain and Trauma on my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com. So there's a lot of meditation exercises there. You can work through it in that course as well. And it's for free. But for now, if you're listening to this, or if you're just on a walk, or if you're cooking, you can come back and try it again. But if you're sitting down, or maybe you will, you can pause, or if you are on a walk, if it feels appropriate and safe to do this, just noticing your body, your physical body in the here and now. And right now I'm sitting down in a chair and I'm just noticing the back of my back against the chair supporting my back. I'm noticing the way my body is postured as well, and my bum on the seat. And just taking a moment there. So we're orienting ourselves to our environment as we begin to slow down and come into the body. So just take a moment to notice your physical body. Notice where you are, what your body is doing and how it feels. And what do you notice when you notice? You don't actually have to do anything. It's more like you're noticing what you notice, if that makes sense. You're not forcing anything. You're just noticing what comes to awareness and how that feels for you. So I'm noticing my legs are crossed and there's a little bit of discomfort now that I bring awareness to. There's a bit of discomfort in my right hip. So then the invitation is to just see if there's anything you can do to make yourself that little bit more comfortable. And then notice what happens when you do that. So I just noticed myself rubbing my thighs with my hands. And I'm noticing the contact with my thighs on my hands and the material of my leggings that I'm wearing today. And as I do that, I noticed myself taking a deeper breath. And then we're going to orient to our visual sense. So as you sit in the chair, just allow your eyes to go on a very slow, self-guided walk around the room. So you're not like forcing your eyes to go anywhere. You're just allowing them to kind of move naturally. It's kind of like you're almost daydreaming and you're just allowing your eyes to stare into space or to kind of look around, and you're not really forcing them to do anything as such, but you're just letting your eyes move in the way that they naturally would when you're taking in a space. And just noticing what you notice. You might notice objects in your environment. You might notice colors, or you might notice shapes. And as you do that, as you're taking in your space very slowly, just letting your eyes kind of wander and drift around, notice the pace as well. Are your eyes moving around fast? Is there a desire to slow down? And be aware that as you do that, your attention is outside of you. Your attention is in your visual sight. You're noticing things in your room, the colors, the shapes, the objects. And seeing if we can simultaneously hold a connection with our somatic selves, with our body, while we take in the environment. So just doing what you're doing, taking in your space and simultaneously creating space inside of you to be curious about what's happening in your body. Or you might notice thoughts or emotions or memories. And just take a moment as you do that. And if there's any kind of discomfort, just checking in and seeing what your body needs. Maybe your eyes have an impulse to close and rest for a moment. Or maybe you have an impulse to rest your head or your neck. And just noticing your jaw as well. You might notice a heaviness somewhere in your body. I'm noticing a bit of heaviness above my eyes. And sometimes when I do this exercise with people, they have an emotional reaction to what their environment looks like. So there might be a mess around them, and that gives rise to some discomfort in themselves. And my invitation for you is to see if we can be with that. Can we be with the mess? Can we allow ourselves to be okay with a bit of mess or unfolded laundry or an unmade bed or clutter? Can we give ourselves a moment to be with clutter and to rest in the presence of clutter? And noticing what happens when you do that. Notice what happens in your body. And then just take another minute there. Notice what happens after that. Are you drawn to look somewhere else, or are you resting, or is there something happening for you? Maybe you're fiddling with something, and just allowing that to happen and notice it. Bring your awareness to it. You might be rubbing your hands or your legs. And allow that to come, allow that to be there, and just see if we can bring some intimacy to the way that our nervous system and our body is self-regulating and self-soothing. And then notice what happens in your body as you do that. And then again, if you feel it's a desire for you, giving yourself that permission to look around the room again, And this time, seeing if there's something in your environment that catches your attention, whether it feels good to look at or it's capturing a curiosity in you. So it could be anything. It could be curtains. It could be the shape of a window or of a wardrobe, or it could be an object or a piece of art. It could be anything at all. It could just be a chair. And just trusting your curiosity with what you're drawn towards. Can you give yourself a moment to be with whatever is capturing your attention? And again, like we did before, holding connection with the object while also holding connection with yourself in your body. Notice what happens in your body as you take in, as you receive the visual projection. And then following any impulse, if there's an impulse to move or to move on to another object, I just had an impulse to kind of lean back into my chair for a moment. I'm currently looking at these thin kind of draping curtains that I got in IKEA. They're a very light pink and they're quite a soft material, and they're they have this kind of draping effect, and they are long and they're hanging from the pole as well. And I'm just sort of taking them in because as I look at them, they're the light, even though the curtains are open, there's a bit of sunlight coming through some of the material on the edges. And there's also a lamp as well of the same color beside the curtains. So I'm just taking that color in. It's a very soft color. And for some reason, it doesn't matter why, I'm drawn to just taking it in and just kind of resting. And as I do that, I'm noticing that I'm kind of swaying a little bit in my chair, in my swivel chair, very gently swaying. And there's something nice to just pause and take that in and sway a bit. And my breath is a little deeper. And I feel like this sense of slowing down. I don't feel less tired. I'm aware of my tiredness, but I feel this slowing down in my nervous system. So I'm just taking a moment to really stay with that. And I'm also, I just noticed myself fidgeting with my nails as well, and my hands, my fingers. I'm just going to stay with that too. So this is orienting. This is somatic orienting. And I think I went a little bit deeper than I was anticipating to, but just letting yourself do that wherever you are, just taking in whatever you're noticing. As I continue to speak for a moment, you can rest. This is something you can do when you are out and about as well. So you don't have to do it in this deep way. But if you're out and about, or I know it's a great exercise if you're entering into a difficult situation, if you're going on a date, or if you're going to the doctor or the dentist, or you're going to a new environment. It could be even a party or a cafe or a restaurant you've never been to. And if you are highly sensitive, or if you have some kind of neurodivergence as well. I know there's a lot of people I'm speaking to about that, their experience of neurodiversity. Our environment can be, it can kind of trigger the nervous system. And this can be a really great way to come into connection with a new space. And the reason why this is important is because in the polyvagal theory, which is the neuroscience, I guess, around the nervous system and what's happening in the nervous system, is that our nervous system is always looking for, on an unconscious level, looking for cues of safety and danger. So it's always scanning our environment, and depending on our upbringing, our trauma, our experience of being a woman in the world, or a person socialized into womanhood, or a person of color, or any underprivileged group as well, or underrecognized group, you know, the world for various reasons can be, in certain contexts, can be or can send more cues of danger to us. And so this is a way of coming into safety in our physical environment. So, for example, if you are in a new cafe, or if you're in the doctor's office, just giving yourself a moment to look around, and you might find yourself scanning your environment with your eyes and your ears. And rather than judging ourselves, know that that is normal. Know that that is a part of your system coming into regulation. And sometimes we need a moment in our space, in our physical space, before we engage in interacting with the person or the doctor or the person we're on a date with. So just allowing yourself a moment to just have a look around the room, taking in your environment. And that is the exercise. So just coming back to your body, maybe take a breath. Notice where you are, notice how you feel. And that is my offering for you for today. That is orienting. And it will be different every time you do it. And every time I teach it, it's different as well. So there's no right or wrong with that. And I invite you to play around with that in your life in a gentle way, or you can do it in a more conscious, deep way, the way I just did there. You can sit down and do that as your meditation in the morning. Or you can just, when you're in a new environment, just taking it in and not giving yourself time to just take in your space before you engage in whatever activity it is. So thank you for joining me with that. And I what did I want to say? Yeah, I have started my professional training for 2022. As you know, I have opened the waiting list for next year already. So that's on my website. And if anyone is interested in doing any one-to-one work, I do have space. So you can book a free consultation with me on my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com. I also have free courses on my website, and I'm going to be soon launching live workshops on Zoom as well. So keep an eye out for that. And I hope you have a lovely, lovely rest of your week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.